Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichukwu today.
Every honor is yours. All the glory is yours, Most High.
Just bless the Lord. 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 We worship you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you for what you're doing in your church. Blessed, blessed, blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Father. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we have praised. Spirit of the Lord, speak to us in a special way today. Touch us strategically. Arm us with light and strength. Let there be an expression, full expression of your grace through the communication of faith in this moment as your word goes forth. Let there be full expressions of grace through the communication of faith in this moment, Lord, as your word goes forth. Thank you for all you're doing in our lives. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name. Come on, give the Lord a very mighty clap offering of praise. Hallelujah. Welcome everyone by your side. Tell them welcome to Church for Pros. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Make sure that there is nobody that is going to be sitting by your side that remains a stranger. Get to know who they are and let them get to know who you are. Come on, let's do that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, find one neighbor by your side and tell them, call them by their name first, say, Mr. David. Call them by their name. Say, Mr. David, it is God's will for you to have life. And to have that life much more abundantly. Say, it is God's will for you to have life. To enjoy that life he's given you. And leave it to the full until it overflows. Do you believe that? John chapter 10 verse 10. Amplified version of the Bible. Who is in charge of my time? Make sure my time is on. I'm not seeing my time. All right, I'll read the A part, you will read the B part and read it out loud. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. Now you read the B part, want to go? I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance
to the full till what? Till what? All right. We used PP to work on this. Let the foundation work on that. We used the second and the third service to extend it to those who were not in PP. Now, I'm going to go into something I will initiate in this service, but I won't finish it. In this service, Wednesday, we'll see how far we can go with it. Basic keys to living a satisfied and fulfilled life as a spiritual man. Basic keys to living a satisfied and fulfilled life as a spiritual man. To have life. Remember, what we are talking about is the spiritual life, the eternal life we've received in Christ. He that has the Son of God has Zoe, this life. This life is in Christ. And he that has the Son of God has this life. So we are not talking about living a satisfied life as a carnal man or carnally minded people. The taste board and the appetite of a spiritual man is different from that of a carnal man. Did you hear what I said? Wave your hands if you're getting me. So, number one, to keep growing spiritually. The first key is keep growing spiritually and growing in your faith in God. And growing in your faith in God. To keep growing spiritually and growing in your faith in God. To keep growing spiritually and growing in your faith in God. That's the first key. Now, I want to say this before we start reading the scriptures. When it comes to a spiritual man, the first thing that either frustrates or satisfies a spiritual man is the state of his spirit in relation to God. You see, a spiritual man is sourced from God, hails from God, comes from God. The way God calls fish out of water is the way his word sources a spiritual man. He is born of the word and of his spirit. So once you take a fish out of water, once you take fish out of water, the way fish begins to struggle is exactly how it happens to a spiritual man when he feels far from God or when he feels like he's not pleasing to God. No amount of physical, natural things can satiate the heart of a man who thinks that God is not pleased with him. Who feels like he's far from God? Who feels like he's displeasing God? Once you're a spiritual man, nothing can satiate it. So that's the first thing you've got to know. That's the first thing you've got to know. Let's look at Psalms chapter 16, verse 11. And when you're there, shout a big amen. Hold your neighbor. Say to your neighbor, hear the word of the Lord. And read that scripture to your neighbor. One, two, go. Loud, I'm not still hearing you. One more time. One, to God. You will show me the fullness of what? Life. In your presence is fullness of joy. For a spiritual man, he knows this. So once he begins to feel, I didn't say it is real. Once the spiritual man begins to feel like he's far from God, joy starts withering. At your right hand. What's the right hand? The place of intimacy. The place of honor. The place of authority. That's what the right hand is. At your right hand, there are pleasures. And, you know, when we talk about eternity, people think of eternity as after Jesus. No, eternity starts from now. It's life without end. We are already living out our eternal destiny before God, right here, right now. Pleasures forevermore. Pleasures forevermore. Please listen. Listen very carefully. There are about 7 to 8 things we are going to teach you about this. About 7 to 8 things. But this is where it all begins. There is a part of them I'm going to teach you about achievements. When people are not achieving things, they are not happy and they are not satisfied. And we're going to show you. But listen. This is the thumb that touches every other finger. No matter what happens with every other thing we're going to teach you, once this one is not in place, no spiritual man can live a joyful, happy, satisfied life. Not one. So most of the frustrations that people have feeling and going through is purely spiritual. And they are trying to fix it with different things. I'm bored. What next can I do? They find a new fix. They fix it with their phones. They stay on their phones. They fix it on social media. They try to fix with drinking, with hanging out with friends. Some people, I just can't stay. And they can't stay at home. There is no longer, no presence, their presence at home with their wives, with their husbands, with their children, nothing to write home about. They just want to, they can't even stay with themselves. This is what is going on. Fix it. Let me say this, and I want you to hear me. The believer who doesn't fix this will meet Jesus at that day. And the Lord will welcome him in his bosom. And then he will ask him, why didn't you enjoy the life I gave you on earth? You'll get to heaven, but there will be no joy on earth. There is no other way. There is no substitute for the presence of God. And growing spiritually is growing in the knowledge of God. You know, the presence of God is not a feeling. The presence of God is a person. So to know the presence of God, you have to know the person of God. It's not a feeling, it's a person. Let's look at the scriptures. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18. Let's get there. Verse 18. You have a nice neighbor, right? Hold that neighbor by his or her hands. Call them by their name. Say, Mr. David, hear the word of the Lord. Want to go. But grow in grace. And what? Knowledge of God. of our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forevermore. Somebody say, grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's it. That's the key. That's what it means to grow spiritually. Grow in grace. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Grow in grace and grow in knowledge. If you get to a point in your life as a spiritual man and you notice that even coming to church, you're tired of it. Even the service you render as a church worker is frustrating you. Sometimes you just don't feel like it. In fact, you notice that the time you spend in church is now in your mind like work. And the moment you leave church, you don't even want to have anything that has to do with church. You move straight to anything else. Your businesses out there, different things out there, movies, you know, hanging out with friends. And that's what makes you feel like, and anytime you think about your Bible, it's work. This is what is going on. You've gotten to a place where you may even have grown in position in church where they're not giving you leader. Maybe you not have a title, pastor. But what's happened is that your revelation of Jesus, the revelation you have of this Jesus you serve, is dwarfed. Little or nothing. You're no longer growing spiritually. You're showing up in church, but you're not growing spiritually. Your personal walk with God is now withered. Your personal walk with God is now hindered. That's what's going on. And so far as that thing is there, it will keep showing up. And let me tell you, the worst of this, how dangerous this is that the more you are involved in religious activities, the more sinful you become. Because you have to find a way to release the frustration. So you come into church, do departmental duties, and start an immoral relationship with someone in your church. And when you leave in church, you go back to the bed of iniquity. Exactly. Something, there is a vacuum somewhere. Something has to fill it. And the more the person who is born again is living in sin, the more frustrated the person becomes. The more frustrated. Because the nature in you won't tolerate sin. The nature in you will resist it. And so there is no longer happiness or satisfaction. How many of you are getting what I'm saying now? Wave your hands if you're getting it. Say, I hear. How do you grow in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ? It's simple. It's not rocket science. It's very simple. One, you know the Lord Jesus Christ, both the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know them only in His Word. Learn to have time where you prayerfully, watch the word I'm saying, prayerfully study the word of God. Simple. You prayerfully, you open the Bible and you are talking to God. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to study. I know by your word that the letter kills. Reveal yourself in these letters as I study. Thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit who lives in me. I come before you today as a child with an open heart. Guide my heart into the truth. Guide my heart into the love and the patience of Christ. Reveal yourself. Reveal your power. Reveal your heart to me as I study. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And then you start reading. You study it, you're praying in tongues. You study it. And while you're studying, you are not distracted, you're listening. There are many times that you can just pick your Bible to check on something. But when it comes to devotion, everybody say devotion. There should be no distraction. The key to devotion is focused attention. That's why the fathers of faith that raised us were called to go to the mountain, meaning isolate yourself. Separate yourself from the noise. Separate yourself from the distraction. Today, it wouldn't be, we will not say go to the mountain. What we were going to tell you is put off your phones. First, that's the first thing. Put off your phones. You don't even need a visitor to be noisy and busy. Only your phones can occupy you. Put off. Don't use the Bible on your phones. Don't. Use the Bible on your phones every other time. But when it comes to devotion, you don't want to be having devotion and answering a message. It's a consecrated time. A set apart time. Somebody say a set apart time. For someone who is starting, it can be 30 minutes. If you're someone that follows the patterns of Jesus, when he say, can't you keep watch with me for just what? An hour. You say, at least an hour. I have at least an hour where I am praying and I'm studying. That time of prayer is not prayer for what God will do for you. You've got to know that there is time for everything. The focus of that prayer is growing in the knowledge of Jesus. That I may know you. I want to receive revelations. And the Lord will give you instructions in diverse things concerning different areas of your life. He will reveal his wisdom to solve problems. But you will be seeing the manifestations of his glory. You will be seeing Jesus in it all. Most Christians, their prayer time is made up of only when they are praying about or made up of asking God for what they want God to do for them. They are always asking for the hand of God, not knowing the heart of God. And I have wonderful ministers, and the Lord has raised wonderful ministers that have started prayer platforms, of which many of us have to be very, very careful, because there are a lot of platforms that they come out there and bring out online that are not really Christ-like. I pray you understand what I just said. May God grant you wisdom. But there are ones who are real, and people are following them. And you've got to understand that those platforms are crusades. They are doing what? Crusades. They are using those platforms to witness the power of God to nations. That people who don't know God and people who have never grown in the knowledge of God may know that there is a living God. God uses miracles, signs and wonders to bear witness of his existence, of his love and of his mercy to those who don't believe. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, somebody wakes up and you join that kind of prayer, and then every single day it is, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you receive your miracle this, you receive your miracle that, you receive. That is why the Christianity we are seeing is like this. People are receiving miracles, but they are not growing in the knowledge of God. Every one full month, you receive, you receive, you receive, you receive. When will it be? Receive the knowledge, grow in the knowledge of Jesus. So people are having miracles, but they are not being Christ-like. If you gain understanding, say, I gain understanding. By next Sunday, I'm going to introduce certain challenge. And one of the challenges we are going to have is what I call the 60-60 challenge. For 60 days, many of us are going to be committed to give God at least 60 minutes, that's the least, for 60 days. And we're going to run it as a challenge and work with each other. Within that time, no give me this, Lord. No. The only thing you're doing is, I want to know you. That I may know you. That I may know your heartbeat. That I may be armed with your ways and your wisdom. I want to know the power of your resurrection. I want to behold your glory more and more. The heart and the passion to know Jesus. You can spend another 10 hours praying for your family, praying for different things. But this is the key to spiritual growth. What did I say? Wave your hands if you're getting me. Let me give you another scripture. Second Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3. When you start doing this, two key things you're going to notice. Number one, you're going to notice an increase in grace. The more you know Jesus, the more you take from him. The more you know all he has to offer to you, all he has brought for you, all of his glorious inheritance for you, and the more you start taking, you're going to notice multiplied grace, increase in grace. In your life, you're going to notice. The second thing you're going to notice is increase in faith. Increase in faith. You're going to notice increase in faith. Because the more you know him, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. So when you grow in his knowledge, faith is strengthened. You're strengthened in faith. I want you to hold that neighbor as we read to that neighbor. One, two, go. We are bound to thank God always for you. Brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows what? And the love of every one of you all abounds towards each other. That's the third thing you're going to notice. You're going to notice increasing grace. You're going to notice increasing faith. Then you're going to notice increasing love. Because as we are being transformed, that you're transformed into the very nature of God. And God is love. The more you know Christ, the more you love. You walk in love towards others. You see, true spirituality is not measured by what men think of you. Is not measured by the post you have and how long you have been in church and how many things you have done in the name of the Lord. True spirituality is known by the state of your heart and how easily Christ manifests through you. That's how. When you see a man that is quick to believe God, that's the state of his heart. God speaks once, his heart is open. He is quick to believe and receive from God. He's spiritual. When you see a man that is quick to repent, he receives the word of God and he gets corrected. He sees the Lord showing him something. Oh, I didn't think of it that way. Lord, I repent. And when he misses the mark and the Spirit of the Lord brings the conviction of God's word in his heart, he's quick. How fast he repents. When you see a man that is quick to forgive, because that's the move of God, quick to walk in love towards others. You see, love is God and God is love. So for a man to walk in love means manifesting God to others. Mr. GP, if you have done something wrong against God, the love of God is that he offers you forgiveness through Christ Jesus. Is that right? And Jesus has paid the price for that sin. So when you walk and do something against me, for me to walk in love is to manifest the same forgiveness God gives to him. Forgiving him not as men forgive, as Christ forgives. When you forgive and say, I forgive but I don't forget, you're not walking in love. Because Christ forgives and forgets. That's human wisdom. That's not the wisdom of God. Human wisdom. I forgive, oh. To forgive is divine, oh, but I don't forget. You're talking like a mere man. You're talking, it's ignorance on rampage. Spiritual foolishness making noise. You've not been taught yet in the word of God. The commandment of love is forgive as Christ forgives. Is it possible? Yes, if you believe Christ lives in you. You say, I'm not Jesus. So I'm not. No, no, no. I thought you said Christ is in you and you in Christ. On the other side, when it comes to forgiveness, you now say, I'm not Jesus. So we have the same nature as he is. So am I. Shout it loud. As he is, so am I. So say, I love as God loves. I forgive as God forgives. Give him praise for that. You better give him real praise. So watch here. He said, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting. Because your faith, this is the challenge for the next 60 days. My faith grows exceedingly. You will see how everything changes. Listen, a man's real world has nothing to do with his outward environment. Your whole world exists in your heart. I'm telling you, what is frustrating you is not what is coming against you. What is frustrating you is the state of your heart. The state of your heart. Once by the Spirit of the Lord and by His word, the state of your heart starts improving. And you start enjoying the presence of God. Start growing in grace. Start growing in faith. And your faith in God starts blossoming and flourishing. If you see life, nothing may change externally. But you'll be living life walking as if you're floating on the air. That's the first key. The first key for a believer who's going to live a fulfilled life. A satisfied life. Listen, that's why there is so much warfare against your prayer life. And if you notice, when I say against your prayer life, it is not against your binding and casting. If we start prayer of binding and casting of enemy now, you will notice that everybody will pray in. This place will be on fire. Check the prayer points that gets you praying. And check the prayer points that when it starts, it's as if you can't pray. The prayer points that gets you praying is the one that you need to get something from God. The ones that there is a warfare against is the one that has to do with just knowing him. Let me just say, stand up and pray that I may know you. It will be as if something is tying your tongue. But let me stand up and begin to say, now, open your mouth and pray and declare the blessing of the Lord over your business this week. The Lord will multiply your business. Watch prayer. Anywhere you notice a warfare, that's the most important place. The devil won't mind if your focus will just be on getting things from God instead of knowing him. He knows the day you start growing in the knowledge of God, increasing in grace and your faith. What did the Bible say? With the shield of faith, you will quench every fiery dart. Nothing he throws, you won't bring down. Nothing he throws. By faith, you move mountains. By faith, you will receive the dead back to life. By faith, you will obtain a great testimony. The honor of the Lord will be upon you. By faith, you will receive strength to carry visions in the womb of your spirit again. By faith. If your faith starts blossoming and flourishing, your life starts taking a new turn. Somebody say, I hear. While I finish with this message, the last but not the least scripture I'll give you is Jude. It's only one chapter, verse 20. Stand on your feet. How many of you are excited here today? Are you sure? So you don't want to do it now? Starting from today, commit that you will always condition your heart and your environment as the habitation of His presence. Through praise and thanksgiving. God inhabits the praises of His people. You enter His courts, His gates through what? Thanksgiving. And His courts through what?
Praise.
So you tell yourself, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to be praising God and thanking God. These are going to be days devoid of worries, devoid of murmurings, devoid of anxiety and complaints. In the name of Jesus, His praise will continually be on my lips. In all things, I'm going to be giving thanks. You know what you're doing. In my presence, there is fullness of joy. That's what you're doing. Because once you live in praise, you've given Him the atmosphere for His presence. In your presence, you know what you're doing. You tell yourself, I'm going to commit to this 60-60 challenge for the next 60 days. It will help me create a habit. Whether on Sunday or any day, no matter how busy I am, I consecrate 60 minutes at least. That moment is devotion to God, to praise, to worship Him, and to study to know Him. I'm not asking for anything within that 1 hour. After that, I can ask for anything. I want to see my faith grow. And then one more thing you do is you pray in tongues always. You pray in tongues always. You pray. You pray. The Bible said that he that speaks in an unknown tongue builds up himself, edifies his spirit, edifies himself. That's what you want. Hello? Do you want me to teach you the truth? Any Christian who fails in this lives a frustrated life on earth. Any Christian who succeeds in this, that's the beginning of satisfied and fulfilled life. That's the beginning. Trying to solve everything else for a spiritual man without solving this first. This is the thumb that affects everything else. You know that thumb that touches every finger? This is it. You get that in place. Hey, you set your sail. You're moving. Nothing will ever stop you again. You master this in your life. Nothing will ever stop you again. That's the secret of men who know God, who walk with God, and who do exploits for Jesus. The devil wants you confused. The devil wants you busy. The devil wants you entertained. The devil wants you on the hook, hyped, very hyped, hook on things, including religious activities, so far as you don't do this. anything you're doing in church doesn't scare him. So far as you're lacking in this, he's okay. Because such a person, first of all, will always be frustrated with their lives, always frustrated with their service at different times, and will never be of a great use to God. But thank God the knowledge of God is coming to us today. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. Now read that scripture and read it loud. One to go. But you, beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Ask your neighbor, whose responsibility is it? Ask your neighbor, whose responsibility is it to build your faith? Whose responsibility? Who supplies the grace? Jesus. Who takes the responsibility? Who takes the initiative? Who does the work? Me. This period, pray in the Holy Spirit. And I dare say, pray in tongues like you've never prayed before. Lift your hands and pray in the Spirit. When a service like this, keep praying. When a service like this ends, there are Christians who live energized, who live filled. There are those who just live tired, spent. But there are those who live renewed. This is the difference. This is the difference. Don't just walk, pray. Legush, Lingredea, Leri Zundeli Bradesh, Libre de Zundeli Braha, Leia Lagush, Lindeli Goshaka, Leire do Zundeli Branaganda, Leire de Zundeli Bragadesh, Leia de Sunda, Legari de Zunde Impradiscopa, Layara de Shataya. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Father, we thank you for what you've done here today, and we honor you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering of hallelujah.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld, or contact us at 806-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.